Welcome to Talos Takes, the security podcast for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines. All right, hello everyone. Welcome to another episode of Talos Takes. This is John Munshaw. I'm joined by Chetan from the Talos Outreach team. Good evening from where you are, Chetan. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me here today.
So today we're going to be talking about GhostSec. This is a ransomware group that we've seen pick up their operations over the past few months, and you and some of your colleagues wrote about for the Talos blog this week. So for starters, can you kind of just give us an overview of this group? You know, how long have they been around, and how did we first discover them or realize that they were of interest to us?
So firstly, GhostSec is a hacker group, and they were around since last year, or I would say since 2022. They've been actively conducting cyber criminal activities across various avenues or affecting different business entities, and mainly they focused on targeting entities in Israel. Also, an important thing here is not to get confused with the name of this threat actor group, GhostSec. They resemble exactly same as the Ghost Security Group, who were popular in conducting counterterrorism activities. But this GhostSec hacker group is a financially motivated group. And they also claim that they are raising funds for other hacktivist group and also other threat actors. We also saw that this group in the Telegram channel, they did mention that they are part of a modern day five family groups. We know the five family groups is a famous hacktivist group, which was there. But in this group's Telegram channel also, we could see that they mentioned in last year, sometimes in November, and they claim that they are part of this five family groups, including ThreatSec, Stormers, BlackFormers, and SiteSec group. And another important thing that we observed is this GhostSec group, apart from doing the cyber criminal activities like attacking websites or conducting DOS attacks, they also created a ransomware as a service group called GhostLocker last year, somewhere in the month of September. And since then, they were continuously attacking victims as well as doing a collaborative effort with the Stormers ransomware gang. And in October 2023, we saw them claiming in their Telegram channel that they have successfully done an operation against Ministry of Cuba. So they targeted few entities in Cuban Ministry. And apart from that, or I would say after that successful attempt, this Stormers ransomware group disclosed in their Telegram channel and made an official note that they are going to employ this GhostLocker ransomware into their program along with their Stormers X encryption module what they have. And since then, they collaboratively started targeting victims across various countries and across various business verticals. And in November, we saw this GhostSec group, they released a newer version of their ransomware module, which they call GhostLocker 2.0, which is a Golang variant of their earlier Python variant. We discovered this during our ransomware hunt activities, so where I found this GhostLocker 2.0 sample in the wild. And then when we start researching on this and analyzing this sample, allowed us to go deeper into its connections, which initially connected and disclosed that this is a GhostSec group that they are doing these hacking activities. And initially, we were also under impression that Ghost Security Group might be doing this activity, but it was kind of doubt which we had that how can that group suddenly change to become financially motivated. And during that time, we also see the Ghost Security Group had published a blog on their website mentioning that there is another group, they are mimicking their group name, who is financially motivated.
So that partnership between those two ransomware groups is something that I also wanted to ask you about, because I'm curious what they kind of hope to get out of this team up, essentially. Like, what's kind of in it for them? Because at least on the surface, to me, I would think like, oh, well, then hypothetically speaking, they would have to like split any ransom payments or any revenues from the attacks that they're carrying out. What kind of advantage are these two groups hoping to gain by working together on these double extortion attacks?
Firstly, they are mainly conducting this double extortion type of attack. This double extortion is typically where the cyber criminals not only encrypt the victim's data, but also threaten them to release the sensitive information which they have exfiltrated before they do encrypt the victim's data, unless a ransom is paid for that. This is a kind of lucrative model for ransomware operators that we continue to see amongst the various ransomware. And also the collaborative efforts of these two groups. To say collaboration is not a very new thing. Since 2022, we are continued seeing amongst these ransomware operators about collaborating with the different groups or the affiliates working across multiple groups, or they create a diverse groups within the ransomware threat landscape and conduct different types of attacks. And reasons could be many, and some of those which we have also seen that due to disgruntled insider leaking some source code of those ransomware encryption modules, due to responding to the law enforcement actions being taken. Speaking specifically with this two groups' collaboration, that they have recently, we saw that they have started a new ransomware as a service program. Apart from their individual ransomware as a service program, they have started a collaborative ransomware as a service program that they call STMX underscore Ghost Locker. And that has interesting affiliate programs in that. They have a few options. Let's say they have a paid model and they have free model, as well as they have another service called PYV service. And these affiliates program have got interesting percentage sharing of their gains, what they get, and give it to their affiliates. And also talking specifically about this PYV service, wherein which they claim that the affiliates, they need not have to be a member of their group. They can just utilize this PYV service being a non-member and either to leak or publish or sell the data which they have stolen in their criminal activities. So this is advantage which the threat actors are gaining from this ransomware as a service program, the new program which the collaboration have come up with.
So yeah, you mentioned the two other new tools that GhostSec is using. What can you kind of tell us about these tools exactly, and why in particular we found them notable? Like, I know one is a scanning tool, and then the other one kind of targets WordPress. So kind of what is the group hoping to gain by deploying these new tools?
So these two new tools seem interesting for us. While surfing through or researching their Telegram channels, we saw that they have claimed earlier that they have targeted the websites of many organizations. So on that note, we found these two tools that they have been using from quite some time. One of it was the GhostSec CAN tool. So this tool mainly they use to recursively scan their potential target websites. Recursively scanning in the sense that they can perform a user-specific search on the websites, or they can extract hyperlinks on the potential targeted websites. And they can also analyze the technology which the organizations have used to build those web pages. And also, they can see the security protocols that are in place for those websites, and also find any broken links that are available on the website for them to encash that in their targeting activities. And the other tool, the Ghost Presser, which we found, is actually a WordPress admin bypass and a hacking tool. The discovery of this tool that we found in their Telegram channel that showed us they have used this tool to target one of the legitimate organization website in Canada. And using this tool, features, I would say, if you go deeper into this tool, they have exciting features that they can bypass logins and perform actions such as they can test the cookies, and they can also activate and deactivate plugins in the WordPress, and then they can modify the WordPress settings or create a new user, or they can install new themes on their WordPress account, with which they can conduct some website defacement activities, or they can hijack their website and they can do some waterholing type of attacks they can leverage to do some further attacks.
So lastly, I just want to close, as we always do, kind of talking about defense and detection techniques for folks who might be listening to this and are wondering, like, how can I protect myself from these groups and their malware? So is there anything in particular that's, like, unique for these groups? There's always the same kind of ransomware prevention and advice that we have all across this feed already that folks can listen to. But is there anything specific to these groups, TTPs, that we can kind of shout out that would be notable for defenders?
I would highlight that organizations should implement behavioral detections in their EDRs or XDR products, which they are using, because that will help to block these ransomware activities at their initial stage of execution, that is, before exfiltrating the data or encrypting their data. Because if you see these, the operation of these ransomware at initially when it start executing, that it will copies to the startup folders to establish persistence and all. And if we have the behavioral detections to detect these behaviors, can stop this ransomware getting executed. The second thing is the organizations should implement layered defense in their security posture, which means isolating their networks. And also it is advisable to implement DMZs, demilitarized zones, which is a strategically isolated network segments that sits between an organization's internal network and external network, typically the internet. They can get an additional layer of security by segregating certain services or the servers, especially for those public-facing services like web servers, which is one of the targets of this GoSec group, that they are trying to hack these websites using those two additional tools which we found during our research.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, John.